at some point we have to draw the line at like freedom and autonomy and degeneracy, because come on now.
Degeneracy those are not whose standards?
Those are not normal human being decisions. Oh my God.
I think we could break the next record for the orgy with the most person. We have 1,000 niggas stick each other with their dicks lined up, mm-hmm. and then we have you or a girl just, you know, take the first dick and then just...
Oh my, hey, all right, let's just jump into it. We already know what this video is about based on the title, based on the clickbait title that my brother here is going to put on it.
I'm not your brother, I'm your twin. We have a bond thicker than brotherhood.
Thicker than semen, sir. But let's go.
Can you believe we were both in the same ball sack? We were one.
Are you dumb? That's not how twins work.
Yes, it is. We were one. We're one sperm. We won this shit. And then you decided to split from me. When we got into the egg, we just split the egg. Bloop.
That's not how it works, sir. Identical twins, that's not how it works.
How does it work then? How do identical twins work?
When the eggs get fertilized, it splits.
That's what I'm talking about. We left as one.
I thought you said the sperm split.
No, that's how you get fraternal twins. We left as one, and then you, as soon as we won,
we fertilize the eggs, and then as the things are replicating, it splits into two.
Yes,
creating twins.
You pulled a Great Britain. You said, I'm going to separate from the EU, and then you want it to be your own fucking person.
It was not Brexit. It's not the same thing, sir.
You Brexited us, bro. You Brexited. We're going to all be
anyway,
one.
What you got for me today? What you got for me today?
You Brexited sellout.
This nigga does not know how geopolitics work. He thinks being being a twin is like Brexit. That's crazy.
Or I could just be fucking Texas. Eventually, Texas is about to leave the states.
Uh-huh. No, they're not.
I already chose the winning side. But anyway, we're here to talk about whores. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh my God, why are you using such foul language? We're trying to keep it PG-13 so it can be monetized on YouTube.
So the truth is foul? What that bitch did is foul. 1,000 cops? What? So I can't see what I think about.
I do believe that it's, how do I say it? I think she capping.
Bonnie Blue. Okay, so let's set this up. Bonnie Blue claims she did 1,000 and change, right? Lily Phillips was trying to do 1,000. She was treating it like the Olympics. She first started did a couple, 20, then went up to 100, and she couldn't handle 100. So she quit. She's a quitter.
No, she did the 100. I think she did like 100.
Yeah, she did the
100, like
but it was a warm up to the 1,000.
Right.
So she never got to the 1,000.
Did she abandon her life aspirations of fucking
1,000
guys? She
abandoned the quest.
She did?
She did. She cried and shit. Oh. Bonnie Blue is the other OnlyFans bitch who claims to have 1,000.
They are besties.
They're besties,
did
for
you
real?
Know that? Yeah, they're besties. They're friends.
Okay. Whores are the same feather. Fuck together.
Fuck together. Whores of the whores.
These fucking... No, but I personally, you know, you do what you want to do. It's your body, your choice. Do what you want to do. But we got to call it how we see it. It's whole activity. It's whole activity. Me personally,
absolutely,
I don't think there's anything wrong with whole activity. Get it how you live. Right? Do what makes you happy. You're not hurting anybody. Who gives a fuck? You want to sleep with 2,000 men? Do that. 5,000 men? Do that. You want to suck Bill Clinton underneath, you know, the Oval Office table? Do that. Live your life.
At some point, though, we have to accept that. Okay, at some point, we have to draw the line at like freedom and autonomy and degeneracy. Because come on now.
Degeneracy?
Those are not normal human being decisions. You cannot choose to.
It's all subjective. Uh-huh. Other porn stars don't think it's degenerate.
Yeah. Anybody with enough brain cells left knows that it's degenerate.
You're being judgmental.
And shame on the guys who followed through with that and they all went in there and stick their, you know what.
I heard there were a couple
in
of
that
guys
you know
with,
what.
I heard there were a couple of guys with shiesties.
Really? Because they didn't want to be seen?
They don't want to be seen. But how can you just let anybody just stick their pee-pee in your hoo-ha?
Holy crap. That's terrible. That's nasty. That's you're a degenerate. I don't care how you want to take it. I don't care what woman power shit you want to go with.
We think it's degenerate, but
that's objectively degenerate.
There's no such thing when it comes to the human experience. Let people live.
If I don't see it in nature, then it's not.
You ever seen a monkey?
If I don't see animals like a thousand, then it's degeneracy. I don't care. That should be our metric. if not even animals are willing to do it. Because animals are pretty wild, like wild shit.
Have you seen an animal drive a car? So we're being degenerate by driving cars.
Stop it. You know. Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
This whole it doesn't happen in nature shit. We're more complex than nature. As a matter of fact, we create nature. So
no,
keep that
argument to yourself. We create climate change, therefore we are Mother Nature.
All I'm saying is...
Or dare I say it, Father Nature.
All I'm saying is, let these hoes hoe.
I mean, okay, yes, let them do it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there is a push for, you know, this whole feminist movement is pushing for my body, my choice, women power, reclaim your sexuality, be a whore, do all of those things. And we have to, at some point, we have to stop and be like, okay, you guys are taking it too far. Fucking 1,000 niggas is not acceptable, no matter what planet you're on.
Not acceptable to whom?
To society, to a normal human being,
Who is it impacting negatively?
The people who are watching it thinking that, oh, it's okay. The thousands of men who participate.
The thousands of men who pulled up, they did it against their will?
No, but there's a reason that they were shiesty.
How are they hurting, though?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, I don't know, like, in a facetious way. Because we all know ain't nothing good comes out of 1,000 niggas fucking one bitch or one bitch fucking 1,000 niggas in 12 hours.
They weren't raw dogging her in 24 hours, actually.
How do you know?
They weren't raw dogging.
Because by my count, I think that's 1 minute and 6 seconds. So, like, you have 6 seconds to put on a condom and then
you come prepared. Do you go to the job interview and get dressed in front of your employer, a future employer? No! You put on your suit. And then you go in. Same way. You put on no rubber and then you line up.
But by that time, you probably gone soft
they're
and
probably,
then this shit slipped
off.
They're
probably holding up their phone watching videos of her. Before.
You're right.
It's like
doing your homework
on the job you want. You look up your employer, you look up who the hiring manager is.
Doing your homework in class. Doing your homework in class, yes.
No, they didn't. They were doing their homework because
you were supposed to be watching that girl on your phone screen at home, but then now you are in her place, ready to be part of the scene, but you're not ready.
I call that living the dream, though. But I wonder.
That's nasty.
But you see how men are just cheap. They don't value themselves. They did that shit for free.
I know.
A woman would get paid for that shit. But these niggas are lying.
I know. You are so right. Like, men ain't shit.
Bro, we don't have
the
don't
fact
value
that
ourselves.
They're willing to go through that and then just be like, yeah, I'm 1,000 of us gonna go and fuck this one bitch and like be completely fine with it.
The ugliest, like, the fattest bitch is gonna pull up on OnlyFans and demand to be paid for mediocre content. Niggas, they just give that shit away for free.
For free.
Like,
holy shit.
They're making her famous. She needs 1,000 men to become famous.
1,000 disgusting losers. Oh my God.
That's
just nasty.
I don't know about disgusting or losers. Come on now.
To me, you're a predator if you thought, you know what? I'm going to line up with 1,000 niggas to fuck this one bitch. Because clearly she's out of her fucking mind.
Hey, it's an experience. It's an experience, okay?
No, sir. Disney World is an experience. Watching Wicked without crying is an experience. A thousand niggas fucking one bitch is not an experience. No. That's degeneracy.
No. Can you imagine the text message to the friend group before the day? Them niggas are like,
yeah, bro. I've been
lying to go. Bro, it's a dream come true. What, you going to Disneyland? No, I get to fuck Bonnie Blue with 999 other niggas.
Niggas, like, come on. That's wild.
That's a dream come true.
If I know that I don't want to have kids, but like if I were to ever have a son and this nigga told me that he lined up with 999 other niggas to fuck one bitch, I would disown that motherfucker straight up.
It's his life. Are you serious?
Disown. Like, lose my family name.
Wow.
Lose my family name.
Really?
Lose my last name, yes.
You're not tolerant, are you?
That's disgusting.
You're not a loving father.
I am not.
You, what's it called? You unclaim your son because he got a nut.
Disown them.
You disowned your son.
Because he went to stand in line with 999 other niggas to fuck one bitch. That's just loser behavior.
Would you disown him if he stood in line for the next Air Jordan retros?
Yes, absolutely.
What the f- You're harsh. I'm glad you're not gonna be a father.
My son needs to be anti-capitalism. Well, anti-crooked capitalism, okay? Anti-socialism. An anti-democracy. No, wait, not democracy. Yes, anti-democracy as well.
You're off the wagon here.
I'm just fucking around.
But okay, how about this? You see how you feel so strongly about this? What if, what about this? For $500,000, would you get in line with one of those 1,000 men to smash that?
For $500K?
$500,000. Remember, you just have to give a couple pumps.
Am I the first in line? Because if I'm the first in line, now we're talking about.
But doesn't matter. She's already a porn star.
Do 1 minute and I'm out.
But she's already a porn star. So if you're worried about anyone coming before you, she had plenty of other niggas come before you. So.
Yeah, but out of sight, out of mind, I didn't see it. I don't even know who these bitches are.
Okay. For $5 million, would you be one of those dudes standing in line to smash Bonnie Blue?
If I'm number one, sure.
No, you're not number one.
And I get to wear a shiesty, sure.
You're not number one. Of course you get to hide your face.
I'm not number one, and hell no. I'm kidding. Because even if I was number one, I would not be able to do it. I'd be like, oh my God, this is so disgusting.
Are you?
Like, I would feel like that I'm leaving like my soul with a fucking demon. With a fucking...
Nigga, does Papa Blue Chew then fuck Bonnie Blue?
No. Sponsored by Blue Chew. If you guys want to spend... How long are you supposed to last? A minute? If you guys want to last at least a minute fucking a bitch with your buddies, get some Blue Chew.
At this point, if you can't last even like a minute, you shouldn't be in line fucking with these other niggas, man. That's wild.
Actually, that's a good way to feel competent as a man who can't last long. You just be like, I only had a minute, so you know what I'm saying? I had to like force myself to like fuck, come after 1 minute. So
no, you don't have to do the whole minute. You don't have to do the whole minute and 50 whatever seconds. You don't have to.
Oh yeah, I mean, you don't have to, but like, actually, there's a conversation about premature ejaculation that we need to have, but that's gonna be for another episode, guys. So, anyways, but I'm done talking about these whores.
What else we got
going on?
Hold on.
We're gonna try something new. I want you to convince me why that girl fucking 1,000 guys in 12 hours is okay. And then you also need to convince me why 1,000 guys fucking that one girl is okay. Go.
Okay. It's okay for Bonnie Blue to smash 1,000 men in 24 hours because she did not hurt anything other than her pussy. Okay? And we all know the woman anatomy, the anatomy of a woman, right? The vagina can handle childbirth. You don't think it can handle 1,000 pokes? A big fat head ass baby gonna rip that shit open. You think just 1,000 skinny limp dick ass niggas Okay, right? So one, it's not gonna hurt her, right? I'm pretty sure she's on prep, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's on prep. She's not catching anything. There, she's enjoying it. She's not enjoying the notoriety, infamy. These dudes get to live out their dreams of fucking a bitch.
Fucking a porn star.
A porn star with 1,000 other niggas. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Okay, you cooking, okay.
Right? And they're protected because they're wearing condoms, right? As a matter of fact, if one of them wanted to entrap her, it could just like poke a hole. If anything, it benefits them. It benefits everybody wins.
But I'm sure she's on birth control or has an IUD in there somewhere.
Exactly. So
she's finessing them.
Yeah.
Now, convince me why 1,000 thirsty niggas smashing one chick, staying in line to smash one chick, is a good thing.
Camaraderie. You heard the term Eskimo brothers, right? You made
nigga go on Twitch if you need to make friends. What the fuck?
Nigga, you have 999 lifelong friends. Y'all all get to say, God, I smash Bonnie Blue. Me too. It just keeps going down all the 10,000.
1,000. You know what?
That's a cool story, ain't it? Yo, me and 1,000 niggas just did this bitch.
You know what? There's a flaw. There's a flaw in what you're saying.
What?
They probably weren't there at the same time. Like, all of them were not there at the same time.
Oh, you didn't know? They were all lined up, like, with a dick in each other's butts. Like, human centipede with the dicks.
There you go.
That's how she broke the record.
That's
because
it?
All of them were just plugged up. The first one had to, poke her. And then it
never
counts as
a porn star. She's a cheater, bro. Oh my God.
Okay, I think we could break the next record for the orgy with the most person. We have 1,000 niggas stick each other with their dicks lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have you or a girl just, take the first dick and then just...
It's getting way too homo for me. Next, let's get to the next topic. Oh my fucking God.
That's how you break the record. A thousand dudes. They're all doing the, human centipede with their dicks, right? They're all connected.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ass to dick.
Okay.
The last one, he's chilling, right? Because there's nothing up his ass. The first one gets the opportunity to actually stick somebody who could be Bonnie Blue.
You know what? I just realized something. I'm going to make a crazy prediction tonight.
Tell me. Ready? Dime.
Bonnie and that other one, what's the other girl name?
Lily Phillips or something like that?
Yeah, Phillips, whatever. I'm not wishing that on them, but...
They're going to self-delete?
If they don't get some therapy or something to kind of like alleviate all this mental gymnastics that they're doing justify what they're doing, they will unalive themselves.
Nah... That's not how it works.
Let's bet $100.
They're just tougher than your sorry ass. Like, they could handle this.
No. They're choosing to crash out.
Do you not know the statistics? Like, women are less likely to commit suicide. So these holes are made. But
remember,
one thing,
these are not women. These are whores. You said it yourself.
One thing though, it's crazy how you see a pretty girl in the street. You think, oh my God, you get so I'm so nervous to approach her and talk to her. But then they probably have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, they're like, that's why you can never trust a pretty face. Yeah, like, holy shit. Because I'm like, they have a good-looking porn star, but like, if you saw them and you never saw them on your phone or on the internet, you'd be like, this is a pretty girl. Like, I'm scared to go talk to them, but it's like, this bitch done popped her pussy for like $5 already, and you think, I don't have a chance.
But that's you prefer ridiculous. A pretty face. So you could get
I
got.
I do. That's a great transition to our next segment.
You had to ruin it. You would get God because you're a sucker for a pretty face.
I just believe in the list of priorities when it comes to attractiveness. Face ranks higher than a hot bod.
So a face is more important to you than a body.
Yes, than a hot body, yes.
A girl who's like a 7 in the face but has a 10 body You would pass on that and get a girl who has a 10 face but a 7 body?
Absolutely.
Really?
Those are easy numbers, yes.
Okay, what about 7 face, 10 body, 10 face, 6 body?
It sounds so fucking like, oh my God, this is so...
It's math.
Like low level.
It's human math. It's human
objectifying.
Math. We're not objectifying
disrespectful,
shit.
These are misogynistic.
Who are we disrespecting? These hypothetical hoes? Who?
Yes.
You've gone woke, Spack. I don't like it.
I would pick face.
10 face, 6 body?
Yes. Because a face, you can enjoy, you can have a conversation with, you can look at it and it's like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful woman. Okay, when you call a woman beautiful, it means something. When you call a woman hot, it doesn't mean shit.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
You call a woman
sexy.
Oh my
God, girl. You're okay. One sounds way more poetic.
Stop. Wait.
Hold on.
You're conflating.
If you say, you're the most beautiful woman in the world.
No.
Even if you say you're the prettiest, that means something. If you say you're the hottest girl
in the world.
No.
Look, beautiful is all encompassing, meaning it takes care of personality and physical appearance. Now, the proper terms would be.
That's not true.
You're very pretty versus as you're very sexy. Which one do you think women would like to hear more? Sexy or pretty?
Sexy is the all-encompassing term. Sexy involves the face. Like, you never see an ugly, you never see an ugly girl with a hot body and you're like, oh my God, you're so sexy.
Yes,
you said. That's not true.
Yes.
Your aura has to be sexy, your face has to be sexy, and your body has to be sexy. A woman cannot be classified as sexy if she doesn't meet all criteria.
This is where I'm going to get your ass. Let's say you have a wife. Would you rather her eat whatever she wants and she gets fat, or, but her face remains beautiful, whatever, or she could eat whatever she wants, she doesn't get fat, but you know, she'll age, her face will age as she would. Which one would you rather?
Did you see all the California fires? That's going on right now. That's right. Bro, California
body is
more
important.
I'm glad I left that place.
Because you would
California is a disaster.
You would never want your wife to get fat.
Okay, but that's because of health reasons. Oh, I don't want her to get diabetes, heart disease. Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to... I care about what's on the inside. That's
okay,
what,
okay,
what's
about
on the outside.
In this hypothetical, she's going to get big, but her health would remain completely healthy.
That's not possible. I have to care for her insides. Just because somebody doesn't get big doesn't mean that they're unhealthy on
that's
the inside.
That's not what I said.
Of course,
you're spinning right now. You're spinning.
What? No.
I rest my case. I win.
I believe in this country, red dye should be banned.
Red dye.
The GMOs that we consume every day should be taken out. How is it that the Europeans can
would you
ban
rather
all these
a
harmful
fat wife
substances.
Or an ugly wife? Answer the goddamn question.
I don't believe in marriage. Would therefore, your question is irrelevant.
Would you rather a fat girlfriend or an ugly girlfriend?
I don't believe
you're
in
talking about a fat, pretty girlfriend or an ugly but banging body girlfriend.
I am polyamorous. Right. I don't believe in titles.
We're gonna end this right here. I win this one. I rest my case.
You didn't win shit.
I did. Body is the most important.
No, it's not.
Yes,
what are you
is.
Talking about?
Body is the most important.
Anybody, okay. Anybody, maybe this can be a poll on social media or something. I don't know. But majority of people will choose face over body. Simple as that.
So, I mean, like, no.
And 99% of men will choose personality over both. So
because yes, they're not misogynistic pigs like you.
Well said. That's right.
Well said. Anyway.
That's right.
We'll see y'all on the next one. I won this round. Anyway, see
you. You didn't win shit. But anyways, until next one. Peace.